This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Democrats in Colorado's congressional delegation are celebrating the decision to extend temporary protected status to Ukrainians currently in the U.S., a move that they'd pushed for in letters to President Biden this week. Representative Ed Perlmutter said he was glad to see the U.S. stepping up to help Ukrainians. The state's congressional delegation was divided as the U.S. House passed a bill to help veterans exposed to toxic substances during their military service. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Colorado House Democrats all voted to pass the Honoring Our Pact Act. The comprehensive legislation provides health care to vets exposed to toxic airborne hazards and burn pits. It also removes the requirement that veterans prove a connection between their service and 23 respiratory illnesses and cancers. Colorado's Republicans all voted against the bill. Opponents argued it could make VA benefits available when there is no clear link, and the increase in new cases could overwhelm the department. The Senate passed a narrower burn pit bill last month. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
El Paso County commissioners have approved rezoning about 5,000 acres for a new solar project near the city of Fountain. The move clears a path for the Pike Solar Project, which could power more than 55,000 homes each year. The project is expected to go online in 2023 to supply power for Colorado Springs utilities. It would also include one of the state's largest battery storage systems. In Colorado Springs this morning, it's 47 degrees, Denver 35, Grand Junction cloudy and 43. There is snow in the forecasts through this weekend. This is CPR News.